Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
I thought Jawadi talks about the various keys of life and has brought about this book to be a companion for the very famous Mafatil Jiran, where one is a tool or the keys for paradise, and this book, of course, are the keys of life.
The Keys of Life, a program designed to tell you that what Islam gives you will help get you home with joy and faithfulness. So, well, listen to
The Keys of Life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah al-Uzma al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Still in the area of discussing our social relationships with others, and one of the most important topics I think that is in this part of this very important book is social justice. And when we do speak about social justice, we're not only talking about defending the oppressed, we're not talking only about making reform and demanding change, but we're also talking about keeping that level of social cohesion, about the importance of building a society that is based on respect, mutual respect, on honoring one another, on keeping the level of peace between one another. And I think that's a very, very important thing. And that really needs a lot of skills as well. Because one of the things that probably we might think comes to our mind when this topic does come up is, well, we're talking about defending the oppressed and being against the oppressor. But that's only one application of, you know, this level of al-adala al-ijtima'iyya or social justice. And maybe there are always going to be cases where we will have difference of opinion, difference in ideology, difference in belief. But at least we are able to religiously coexist. We are able to theologically coexist. And I do believe that's a very important thing, especially with in the case of, you know, Muslims living in the West, where, you know, we are away from a Islamic society or a Muslim society, and we might be a very small minority, and therefore there might be a lot of pressure, especially in today's world where Islam really is the most misunderstood religion around. So it makes things even more difficult. And all the other challenging kind of problems that we face, as far as in some places, discrimination, persecution, misunderstanding, misrepresentation, and of course, the noisy voice will always be the loudest, you know, the one who makes the more problems, the one who makes the more noise, the one who shakes the boat the most, you know, will of course make more waves, as they say. So that's why, you know, when you do talk about Islam or Muslims, the first thing that might come to some people's mind is the radicals and the terrorists and all these other issues and problems. I think this introduction leads me to talk about how important this particular topic is, al-islah dhat al-bayn, or reconciling between two people.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان دماغ و ثواب داره فلان روزون
است. One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فلان درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون. اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Reconciling between two people. A group of people doesn't necessarily need to be two people, but, you know, between individuals and al-islah or reconciling, finding ways to bring back the ties together between individuals is not only a very important social recommendation, but it is also something highly recommended in Islam as well. On a shar'i level, as far as it being a very important act of ibadah itself. And that's why we can see that in the Holy Quran there are numerous verses that speak about reconciling, that speak about mending the ties between people, and about us as third parties being involved in that procedure as well. And I think that's a very, very important thing here also, where in one verse, for example, it says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And fear Allah, be wary of God's existence, be wary of God and reform or fix or mend or reconcile between you. There's an interesting verse that I would like to share as well. But just before that, there's another ayah where in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Indeed, the believers are brethren. So reconcile between the brethren. We've already mentioned this before, so there's no need for me to emphasize on it again, but that whole point that Islam says that your period of za'l, your period of being upset with your fellow mu'min brother, mu'min sister, is 3 days. No more than 3 days. On the third day, and even try before the third day, to at least mend ties. You know, minimize the damage. You initiate. Third parties should be involved, etc., etc. The same comes to this. Now, islah dhat al-bayn, or reconciling between people who are upset, in most cases, unfortunately, it's not between two people who are foreign to one another, but it's two people who have either lived a long life together or their blood relatives, their family members. And, you know, the worst thing for us to see in a society is for a father not to talk to his son, for a sister not to talk to her brother, for a husband to be in some kind of predicament with his wife, leading to a lot of tension or difficulties in the relationship. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time. Memories fade like a dusty window pane, and you can't see your past no more. The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be there.